listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. Every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Thanks for letting us be part of your morning. Now again, Catholic Chicago.
Hello to everybody, and welcome to another broadcast of Diakonia, a call to service. Diakonia, we remind you, is the Greek word for service. My name is Deacon Richard Hudzik, and I am privileged to serve the Archdiocese of Chicago as vicar for deacons, and I also get to work and pray with the good people of Divine Providence Parish in Westchester. And joining me this morning are two deacons. The first one I want to make mention of is here after a several-month absence, and that is our associate director at the Diaconate Office, Deacon Dave Brensick, who serves also as a deacon at St. Louis de Marillac. Dave was on what he calls a vacation, during which, this is back in October, he fell off a mountain, broke some bones, and he's back here today, mostly in one piece. So welcome back, Dave. It's good to see your shining face at the microphone.
Good morning, everyone.
And as I say, we're delighted to have him back. We have another guest with us as well, but we'll hold him in suspense, in limbo. I think he prefers to see it. Another deacon. We'll get to him in just a second. It is, in fact, Dave's medical sojourn, his mishap suffered on vacation, the healing process that provides the inspiration for today's show, and that's what we want to focus on is, if you will, not grim topic of suffering and redemptive suffering, learning from it, and ministry to those who are ailing. We make this presentation as deacons, not by any stretch of the imagination to pat ourselves in the back, please, not that. But rather, the hope is that by talking about the ministry of service that deacons do, that we might invite others to join us in this work, to take it upon themselves, and to have our lives, somewhat outrageously call ourselves icons of Christ the servant. I say outrageously because it's a mighty tall order. But that's what we aim to do, is to imitate Jesus Christ the servant, service, diaconia, deacon. It's all part of a package. On this topic of suffering, several lines from Scripture come to me. This is from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. And there are some, I guess you'd even say strange, or if not strange, then certainly challenging and provocative phrases in this excerpt. There's just like three verses here I want to share with you. This is from Paul's letter to the Colossians. Paul says, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ, on behalf of his body, which is the church, of which I am a minister, in accordance with God's stewardship given to me to bring to completion for you the word of God, the mystery hidden from ages and from generations past. But now it has been manifested to his holy ones, to whom God chose to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. It is Christ in you, the hope for glory. It is he whom we proclaim, admonishing everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom." And so on and so forth in this first chapter of Colossians. And what strikes me, and I hope we can tease out here, is this strange notion of rejoicing in sufferings. And even stranger, in my flesh, I am filling up what is lacking, really lacking, in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body. And so that is the preamble. I want to make an introduction of our third deacon in the studio this morning, and that is Deacon Stuart Hayes. And as I like to ask our guests, is who are you and why are you here? Tell us something about yourself.
Okay. Thank you, Richard.
Well, my wife, Marley, and I and our two children moved to the U.S. some 30 years ago.
Coming from where?
Manchester, England.
Okay, that's why you...
There's a little accent.
Okay, got
yes,
it.
Yes, there is a little accent, yes. I was a convert to the Catholic faith from the Anglican faith when I was 33. We've been parishioners at St. Cletus in LaGrange since 1992 when we moved to the Chicago area. And I've run the Ministry of Care and the Bereavement Ministries there for over 12 years. I retired in 2008. My life is full. We have six grandkids, four of whom are under school age, who we take care of on a regular basis. My wife is a minister at Cook County Jail, so she's a Catholic minister there. My hobby is golf, riding my BMW motorcycle, and I'm learning Spanish, despacio, and teaching myself the piano.
Cool. That's cool. Now, you you also have a part-time day job. Is that not correct? As some kind of fixture at the diaconate office. And as I look around the table, I wonder, is anybody at the office today? Because there's Davis here, and I'm here, and you're here. So I hope Vicki showed up to answer the phone. So now, Dave, turning to you. Welcome, Stuart. It's great to have you. Now, David, you're, if you will, the inspiration for the show, and we want to talk about illness and its spiritual dimensions and how the church might be of comfort to those who suffer. Now, in a we don't need the gory details, but what happened to you and out in October, and what's been the process of coming back to work?
Well, I was on vacation in October out in Arizona, and it was our last day of our vacation. My wife Jane and I were in Sedona, and we decided we wanted to go hiking. So we had gone to a trail, a very steep, rigorous trail called the Cathedral Rock Trail, and Jane decided she didn't want to try that. But
because she had more sense than you?
She had more sense, okay. And I wanted to see the breathtaking view at the top, which is what I was told. So on my way back down the trail, it was, like I said, it was very steep. I slipped, fell 5 feet, dislocated my shoulder, and then as I struggled to get back on my feet to get back over to the trail, my feet went out from under me, and I fell another 20 feet, somersaulting down the mountain, and landed in a cactus. Three people saw me fall and called paramedics. Ended up severely fracturing my tibia and my left leg, and dislocating my knee and shoulder. I was in the hospital, had two surgeries. I was in the hospital, in the rehab hospital, for close to 3 weeks, and then made it back to Chicago. But was in the wheelchair at home for more than 3 months.
Now, did you, you learned something in this, and I want to pursue that, this learning and the wisdom that might be available to those who suffer. And we're going to go to a break right now, but when we come back, let's tease this out and see what's going on.
Enjoy an exclusive preview night at the Chicago Auto Show, benefiting Catholic Charities and 17 other local nonprofit organizations. The First Look for Charity takes place Friday evening, February 8th at McCormick Place. This elegant evening features live music, food, cocktails, and access to premier vehicles on the auto show floor. You also have a chance to win a new car. When you purchase tickets, select Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Chicago as your charity of choice. That will support programs bringing health and hope to anyone in need. For ticket information, call 312-948-6797 or visit catholiccharities.net. That's 312-948-6797 or visit catholiccharities.net.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Supich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll show you highlights from the major Respect Life activities that recently took place in Chicago. We'll visit one of our local Catholic schools where teachers and students are embracing the concept of personalized learning. And we'll talk with the director of the Institute for Lay Formation at the University of St. Mary of the Lake, Mundelein Seminary.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
And we're back after that break. This is Deacon Richard Hudzik, Vicar for Deacons for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Joining me today for the broadcast is Deacon David Brensick, Associate Director of the Diaconate, and also Deacon Stuart Hayes, who also works at the Diaconate office. We're talking about the wisdom, if you will, of sickness, what we learn from that. And Dave, before the break, you were giving us a brief rundown on your exploits, your missteps out in Arizona on vacation. So you were at a prolonged period of several months. You have 3 months or so that you were off work. During this time of relative quiet, did you learn something? What can you share that's of use to our listening audience?
It's funny you asked that. Just this last weekend, I had written an article for our parish bulletin on what have I learned through this whole ordeal.
Sort of like, what did I do on my summer vacation?
A little bit more deeper than that, yeah. Okay. But just some of the points that I tried to focus on was just opening, my eyes have been opened to the suffering of others.
How so?
Well, my injuries will heal, but being aware of people who live with disabilities every day, mm-hmm. that is their life, and how they try to maintain that that's their normal, and how society is often oblivious to people with disabilities. My love for my wife, Jane, she, for the past 3 months, she has just given her all to take care of me. It's given a whole new perspective on the marriage vows of, for better or worse, in sickness and in health.
So you're living that. It's just not, they're not just pretty words.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And just the love, the kindness, the compassion that people have shown to us, friends, family, total strangers, have brought us meals at home, sent us cards, letters, notes. That's just been very, very humbling. Learning to practice patience, learning, and probably one of the biggest things is turning my life over to our Lord, to surrender, to realize that this is all beyond me, that serenity prayer, it has become kind of my mantra, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
And so you're in this situation, this condition of suffering, of learning patience, of opening, having your eyes open to those who have a long-term prognosis. And you were able to hang on to the hope that you knew this was not likely to be a permanent condition, and so, you're speaking of an awareness, an increased appreciation, a renewed enthusiasm for God's healing touch, and I want to segue from that to Stuart, and to, I guess, in a more general sense, what's the ministerial context for some of these things that we're talking about Stuart, your experience in being with those who are ill or suffering, but who are part of the parish community in some sense. What do you as a deacon do for those folks who find themselves ill, suffering, away from community?
The ministry of the sick experience for myself expands through the hospital, the nursing homes, and the homebounds. At St. Cletus, we have about 50 ministers who visit the homebounds, the hospitals, and the nursing homes. LaGrange Hospital is in within the boundaries of St. Cletus Church, so it's my responsibility to coordinate the visits to the hospitals. We have about 60 or 70 Catholic patients on any one day at the hospital, all of whom we try to offer communion to. Personally, I visit several homebounds. I visit the hospital on a regular basis. And it's a very special ministry. What you find is that you realize the power of prayer. Mm-hmm. How much people miss Jesus, miss the Eucharist, because they can't get to Mass. So when you take Jesus with you, you offer prayer and a kind word, a blessing, and obviously they receive Jesus. They're very powerful signs of their faith in Jesus, their faith that he will be with them, even though they can't physically get to Mass. He is with them. We take him to be with them. And it's we see evidence of their faith, their bond with Jesus Christ, and particularly, as David was speaking about people who won't recover, they have terminal illnesses. They know it's a one-way street. But I see immense faith, particularly from people in end-of-life situations. That is a very powerful experience for me and for the ministers who visit those in such situations.
You know, I can attest to that too, because when I was in the hospital and the deacons were bringing me communion, that was extremely powerful to receive our Blessed Lord. And I really felt strengthened when I received that Eucharist.
It's a blessing to the ministers to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, how, you're responding. You're not only treating people or accompanying people, but you're also coming back, and you must reflect on this. And we're going to go to a break now, and when we come back, I want to ask you about the minister's perception, how the minister responds to what he sees or she sees in this kind of work.
Did you know you could meet your goal of running a marathon and grow in your faith at the same time? Hi, I'm Sister Stephanie of the Mission of Our Lady of the Angels here in Chicago. Our mission has valuable guaranteed entries into the 2019 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. We'll get you training help, a race weekend support crew, and much more. And by joining Team OLA, you can help support the Mission of Our Lady of the Angels as we provide a Catholic presence and very needed outreach to the poor on Chicago's website. So run with me and the rest of Team OLA in the 2019 Chicago Marathon. We also will have a team in the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle this coming spring. Visit missionola.com for more information or call 773-486-8431. That's missionola.com or call 773-486-8431. Thanks and God bless.
Hi, my name is Craig. I was homeless for 2 years, then I met Miss Ramona, a case manager at Catholic Charities. She found a place for me to live and is helping me with a resume and finding a job. I feel safe and away from the gun violence I know too well, having been a victim of it. The more I meet with Catholic Charities, the better I feel. They have changed my life. They're called Chicago's Good Samaritans, but to me, they are turnaround experts. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
And we're back once again for the third and final installment piece of Diaconia, a call to service. Deacon Richard Hudzik here, Deacon Dave Brensick, and Deacon Stuart Hayes. We're talking about illness accompanying those who are suffering, the role of prayer. And before the break, we're getting to the point of what is the minister's response, the communion minister, the minister of care, the deacon, the person who is tending to the person with the illness. What is the minister's response, takeaway from this kind of experience? Stuart, you were going to get into that.
Yeah. Ministers often say that they're very blessed to do this ministry because they build relationships, particularly the ones with homebounds where they're seeing them for maybe months or years every week.
And isn't that, I mean, let me just jump in. It's odd to say it's a blessing to be face-to-face with somebody's suffering.
It's a powerful relationship because they realize, it strengthens the faith of the ministers because they realize how people in dire situations, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional situations, still understand that Jesus is their Savior and their faith will see them through from this world into the next. And when you do this on a regular basis and you see people going through this, it's an experience that is bound to move you. It is a blessed experience. In fact, the visits to the hospitals are different than the visits to homebound and nursing homes because a hospital visit tends to be a one-off 5 or 10 minute visit. Visits to the homebounds tend to go on for weeks, months, and sometimes years. So there are great relationships that are developed between the ministers and the person they're visiting.
Oh, I want to ask you about that experience. Now, if imagine I have a loved one at home who has not yet been visited by a minister of care. We've discussed it, and we would like to have this happen. What does that visit look? excuse me. What does that visit look like for me as host, if you will, when you come in to my home with the Eucharist? What do I do?
Well, first of all, we have to be invited.
Okay.
By
all
you.
Right. So I've called up the rectory, and hey, I hear ministers of care. We have ministers of care. Can you send one? What's going to happen?
Well, first of all, I would contact the person requesting the visit to make sure that it is them. It's not a neighbor or a friend. It has to be the person or a very close relative. And if it's, you know, within our jurisdiction, I mean, we don't go into the city of Chicago out from the suburbs, but within the, you know, a reasonable radius of St. Cletus Church, maybe 5 or 10 miles, we will visit parishioners. And we will make contact with them, arrange a mutual time and day of the week in which to visit. I usually will make the initial visit, and then the visit consists of an introduction, who the person is, who I am, that we have ministers. We will pray. We will talk about their situation, get to know them a little better, their family, who's going to be there when we visit. I mean, because maybe there's a carer, maybe there's a family member. They're also, if they're Catholic, will be offered the Eucharist. And then we go from there. Pretty much every week I'll find one of our ministers. I have about 5 or 6 I do myself, but we have any one week we would have 15 to 20 homebounds that we visit. Well, obviously I can't visit all 15 to 20, so I have 5 or 6 ministers who then I hand off to after the initial visit.
And these are not deacons?
They're not deacons. They're lay parishioners from St. Cletus Church.
And how long does this visit last? Is there a norm that you can expect?
There really isn't. I mean, 5 or 10 minutes, depending on circumstances, or maybe an hour as you get to know the person quite well. The timing is down to the minister because they may have other things to do. But, you know, some ministers, they've made such good friends of the people they're visiting, they will stay for an hour. They may even go shopping for them. Buy them gifts, certainly buy them, send them a birthday card and stuff like that. So the homebounds that are long-term homebounds and the ministers very often strike up a very good relationship, very close relationship.
Okay, we've just got a couple of minutes left. Dave, if you've got, I'm sure you've got something to offer. If you want to jump in, and then before we part, I want to ask the question of suppose I'm listening to this broadcast and I hear the Lord calling me to this kind of ministry, where do I turn next? Dave, you haven't...
Just wanted to, you know, quick point is that Pope John Paul in his apostolic letter on human suffering talks about how everyone who stops beside the suffering of another person, whatever form it takes, is a good Samaritan. So people who come and visit the sick are walking with this person who is suffering, and they themselves will draw closer to our Lord from that experience, from witnessing the things that the suffering person is going through.
Okay, and that's good. Good. And Stuart, I'm a listener. In 30 seconds, how do I begin the journey maybe of being a minister of care?
Contact your local pastor or the deacon. They should have a minister of care at the church. They will certainly be able to direct you to where ministers of care are coordinated within the parish or the community.
And then there is some training, so I'm just not expected to show up. There is a liturgy, there is a ritual, there is a little book that I can follow and know what I'm...
Well, there's accredited training by the Archdiocese. Okay. You need to go through an accredited training program. Usually the parishes would pay for that. We use Sister Jane Schlosser at the Carmelite Center in Darien. But there's other accredited programs around the region.
Indeed.
But yes, there's training. Then there is a shadowing, so we don't just let you train and then throw you into it. We actually will allow you to go along with another minister to shadow and see how it's done.
And I hear the theme music rising, so we want to thank everybody for tuning in and take to prayer the possibility for yourselves to serve as ministers of care, even if not formally. Accompany those who are ill, recognize that we are body and soul together, and both body and soul need healing in the presence of the Lord. And may God bless you all.
God bless.
God bless. Thank you.